Conversation 2. Hello, Dr. Christensen.
Hello, Kathy. What can I do for you?
Well, I need an extension for my report on whales. Next Wednesday, I'm supposed to present it in class and hand my report in, but I won't be ready.
You had 6 weeks to work on this, and I have a policy of penalizing heavily for late assignments. You lose 20% the first day, and 10% for each day after.
Well, my computer broke down, and I lost everything. I have taken the computer into the campus computer center, but they cannot retrieve any of my files.
I can sympathize with the computer issue, because it happened to me once when I was a student. My computer crashed just as I was on the last page of a 10,000-word essay. I assume this will be a lesson to you.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's look at the calendar and see if there is another opportunity for your presentation and report.
What about on November 29th?
Let me see. No, that wouldn't work as Jane Clark is doing her presentation that day.
I'm not sure if I can get it finished much sooner, as I have to start writing the report from scratch.
Well, perhaps I can allow you to hand in your report on November 29th, but the presentation must be sooner. Looking at my calendar, the only possible day would be November 22nd. Rob Metcalf was supposed to present on that day, but I understand he was in a serious car accident and had to withdraw from university.
I didn't know that.
So, we have arranged for you to present on November 22nd and hand in your report on November 29th.
Thanks again, Dr. Christensen.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
22. What does the woman want the man to do?
What kind of policy does the professor have for assignments?
24. What was the professor's attitude towards the student's problem?
25. What happened to Rob Metcalf, whose turn can be replaced by the woman?